What's up, friends? I've got another free view of the Lost Zane recordings. The full show available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Ton of content on my Patreon. You got to check it out. I am in the process of arranging the first ever Eric Zane Show podcast airing of the grievances. That'll be a Patreon-only show. It's in the early stages of development right now. I need people who have grievances with me on either a professional or a personal level. There has been an unbelievable amount of hurt in the past days, weeks, months, years. People that need a voice. So I am proposing the first ever airing of the grievances. More details forthcoming. But I need people to air those grievances, and I don't know if I'm going to get that. Anyway, it'll be part of my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, as is the full show of the Lost Zane recordings. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I need you to give a $5 or $10 donation to sign up for my Patreon, and I will give you 15 plus hours of content each and every week. You got the daily bonus, Lost Zane in Zane Asylum, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia. And what else? Oh, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Holy shit. A lot there for your $5 or $10 donation. And you know what? I need them because there has been so much hurt recently. People have been leaving in droves. People who were diehards for years have pulled up stakes and they said, "We are done with you, Eric Zane." I'm not even kidding. It's been ugly. And the Patreon is one of several ways that I feed the family. Okay, so for your $5 or $10 donation, I give you all of that content. And boy, is it appreciated. I appreciate those who gave in the past. If you would consider joining me again, that would be awesome. $5 or $10 a month, patreon.com/Eric Zane. On to the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
And good morning. The Eric Zane Show. Show number 186 is off and running. As you get started today, it's kind of a snowy mess outside. Snow fell overnight. You didn't catch the forecast that kind of snuck up on us. Dumped enough snow that it'll make travel a little bit weird. Some of the outlying, you know, areas but that maybe don't get to the roads as quickly as other places, there's actually school closings. Julius is going to go over the complete list of school closings.
Oh, I can't wait.
Not really. That's something we're not going to do.
Oh, no?
It's impossible to avoid that. If your school is closed, you have to know it, right? I mean, you can't rely on
radio.
We're past that day and age when you sit there and go, "Oh, let's gather around the radio." Getting up to 44 today. It is going to get a lot warmer than what it is right now. It's 32. Winds out of the south. And it's looking like there'll be rain falling a little bit later.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Now, on top of the snow, and then it'll get cold again and freeze at some point, no doubt. Looking like rain will develop a little bit later on. Snow moving. In fact, to the areas to the north, they might still be getting it. So you're dealing with that on your commute. And you might want to give yourself a little more time. Because I think that a lot of the road commissions were like, "It's going to rain." So, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, we don't need to plow today.
You know, I'm driving in and we're able to get through no problem because we're used to this. And, you know, you travel in any southern community that gets even a dusting of snow, it's chaos.
Oh, yeah. George is like in peril when they have like an inch of snow.
Brought on by just inability to even know how to travel in snowy conditions. Here in Michigan, we try to go as fast as possible. Whenever there's snow, no big deal. We can handle that. National championship football game last night. If you're just getting up, it was an amazing game. And Clemson,
there's no way anyone stayed up for that. Anyone who's up right now, right?
I don't know. I went. I stayed up. It's the second half started when I finally shut it off. But if you're just tuning in and you missed it, it was an amazing upset win by Clemson, 35-31. Deshaun Watson throws a touchdown pass with 1 second left. They're at like the 2 yard line, and he rolled out, threw it, boom, game over, 35-31.
And then just for good measure, they did like an onside kick at the end, just to seal that last second away. Probably a good move.
Yeah,
not kicking it deep. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I guess that's how you do it.
Deshaun Watson had such a good game. He ended up deciding to go to the NFL, but he 420 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, so that game starts and Alabama's up 14-0, and
that's around the time I checked out. I was like, it's going the way I was expecting.
I saw when Watson scored a touchdown to make it 14-7 going into the half, and leading up to that, he had gotten pounded by the Alabama defense, hit many times, and that guy is a stud. Jesus, they predict he'll be like the third quarterback drafted. I don't know, man. Maybe even higher now. So they win 35-31. A lot of Alabama fans, I know personally, they have to be pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
97-0 going in the fourth. Okay, Nick Saban coached Alabama team leading in the fourth quarter is 97-0 going into last night. And they ended up.
That's such a crazy stat.
It is. It really is.
And there's so many things that are crazy. They've been leading 97 times going into the fourth quarter, first of all, and then undefeated in the fourth quarter when they're leading.
Right. Yeah. So that was just something, man.
That was some real football.
Yeah, it was back and forth. And
just like the players themselves, they look so much bigger.
Right.
Like the Big Ten, these guys, though, they knew how to play.
Just some amazing feats. This is the play that beat Alabama.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown!
Touchdown!
1 second remaining. Clemson Tigers, new kings of college football.
So that was it was a great game last year, too.
Think about the last two college finals that people actually care about, the basketball and the college football. Villanova with that last second buzzer beater to win, and now Clemson basically with the buzzer beater.
Yeah.
Last second touchdown.
Boy, I don't remember anything. When you said Villanova, I was thinking like 1983 or something like that.
Well, that was the day that you like got announced that you were coming on.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's all a blur to me. I've never been good at remembering who won what. I barely could tell you who won the Super Bowl last year. I mean, it's just I'm lucky to actually remember that it was Denver. No, the only reason why I remember is because Peyton Manning had one good drive and then he just sat back. this is Coach Dabo. Can't be his first real name.
Dabo.
Dabo? It can't be his real name, right? Dabo?
I don't think it is. I think it's like George or something.
Dabo Sweeney.
This will go down as one of the greatest of all time. There's no doubt about it. But it was our night and it was our time. And this has been
mandatory. You have to play that. Tonight's going to be It's a Good Night song. Yeah.
And this has been a process in the making for us, but hats off to my team, and I'm just so happy
my
for
team.
The Clemson Nation. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
Dabo.
Yeah. So, I guess, now, Alabama had a freshman quarterback?
Yes.
Like, true freshman?
Either redshirt. I'm not exactly sure if he was a true freshman, but yeah, he was a freshman. Young, so he can always improve. He wasn't that. I mean, he didn't play that.
Well, he doesn't. They were describing it that the run game is what got them to this point.
And the defense.
Yeah,
defense was like unprecedented.
I think there was does the name Bo Scarborough ring a bell?
He's that big running back. He's like 6'4" or something.
Kirk Cousins tweeted out a picture. I don't know if you saw this of Bo Scarborough in 10th grade, and he put it side by side with his 10th grade picture. So there's Cousins, you know, typical 10th grade picture. And you see him smiling like you would see
any 10th grade. A nerdy white guy.
Yeah, you know? And
Where did he go again? Holland Christian? What school?
I think it was Holland Christian.
Christian. And then you look at a picture of Bo Scarborough, and he looks like a 27-year-old
man,
Mr. Universe contestant. His arms are gigantic in 10th grade.
He looks like LeBron James.
And Cousins writes, yeah, see any differences in our 10th grade pictures? That was awesome.
Now I know why Alabama never called. That was actually a picture of him in the 11th grade.
It was an 11th grade picture. Yeah. Scarborough.
Like you're supposed to start, like, I don't know, filling out a little bit.
Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this, and you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So how do you get that big?
If Bo Scarborough looks like a Greek god in 10th grade, if you're his parents and friends and family growing up when he's, 6 or 7, you're thinking, he's going to be in the NFL.
He's like bench pressing his dad.
Oh, man.
Have you seen like pictures of what he looks like?
Yeah.
Like now?
Yeah, it's unbelievable now. I mean.
Run right through me.
And then, how many times have we seen guys like him who are like a sure bet to be pro football players and then they do nothing?
It's a shame if he doesn't. He obviously has like every kind of physical attribute.
Yeah.
Any physical advantage to be in the NFL.
They're replaying the game right now.
They just scored the...
On ESPN, yeah. So there it is, 35-31. That's the final. Now, what's interesting about this is... one of Bill's audience members, and if we're lucky, one of our audience members too, Andrew Sundstrom, tweeted to Bill at 7:34 last night before the game started. And he tweeted out to Bill, Clemson will win in a fourth quarter thriller, 35-31. You heard it here first. Dude from Wyoming. He nailed it.
That is amazing. And that's getting some run, too. Like 300 retweets on that.
Yeah.
Let's get that up there. Let's get that circulating.
I retweeted it out. Dude from Wyoming, Andrew Sundstrom. Not only did he call the score, but he did it it described what happened. It was a fourth quarter thriller with Clemson being down by 10 points at one point, and then with Alabama scoring to go up with like 2.5 minutes to go. That's incredible.
Unless my clock is off. He said he retweeted or tweeted that out at 4:24 p.m. It's even earlier.
I've got it at 7:24.
Maybe my clock is off. But anyway.
How can your clock be off?
I don't know. It says it's odd. It says 4:24. I don't know what to say. Good for him, though.
Yeah, my gosh.
Unless he was going around, like, predicting every single score.
Yeah, well, I do that. I just throw random scores and hope to hit one. And then I say, I'm Eric Adamas. I know things. I know stuff. The extent of my college football knowledge usually goes like this. So, late in the game, dude drops back. I don't know his name. And he throws a pass to this other guy. And he makes a crazy spin-o-rama move. And then he, like, hustles down the sideline for the big score.
He hustles.
And then the team in orange and white won the big game against Nick Saban.
And the red team.
And the red team from Auburn. Now, can you explain something to me? Because I thought I remember hearing that the college football playoffs are going to expand.
I mean, there was talk about it.
Isn't it
going
to go to 8?
I'd like it to. I don't think it's going to.
You mean there's nothing set in stone?
No. Unless I missed something. Unless I was like under a rock or something. But no, I have not seen that. I would love that.
No, I think it was 2 and then it expanded to 4, right?
Well, it wasn't really a playoff if it's 2 teams, right? That's called a championship game.
Yeah, that's dumb. Again, here you go. Dude throws a ball and guy catches it and spins around for the orange and white team.
Yeah, actually, every story is saying... Bill Hancock does not expect 6 or 8 team playoff. Players don't favor 8 team playoff.
What you're saying is the exact
opposite.
College
football playoff is great. Don't expect expansion anytime soon.
So the exact opposite of what I was suggesting is not happening.
They're suggesting the complete opposite. Actually.
Right. Yes.
They're saying anyone who thinks that's going to happen is a moron.
I don't think it added that. You don't need to.
Oh, they didn't say that?
You don't need to throw that in.
I must have misread that headline.
So they start preparing for the game on TV hours before, you know. Where was this played? This game?
Tampa.
Okay. So they have, like, the college fan experience out there.
Everyone's going crazy. Everybody's just hammered.
Yeah, you know, they probably start tailgating at 10 in the morning, and there's all sorts of fun fan experience things to do, you know. The Mountain Dew throw the ball challenge, throw it through a hoop, and you get like a free Mountain Dew. And there's always, you've seen, like, I don't even know if they did it in this game. They'll do like the
Dr. Pepper,
Dr. Pepper kick.
Win a scholarship.
And they always get the.
I think it's a throw, but. Or do they do a kick too?
I remember a kick. But it might be. But and they usually get the one person who has no chance to do it. So, like,
and then they have Bo Scarborough as the other dude. Right. Who's going to win this one?
They have one guy who actually has no legs. He's in a wheelchair, and they want him to kick the extra point from like 74 yards out, and he will get a scholarship. Well, what they were doing before the game, well before, was they had a couple people who had a chance to throw a football. What do you think? 30, 35 yards?
Not even. 20, I think.
Yeah, and it was. And if you get it into a spot on this board they have set up, it would go, like, $1 million would go to a worthy charity, which is kind of weird because typically if they have, like, everyday people out there, they would win the prize, but they were doing it a little differently for some reason. Maybe the fan got something.
Yes.
Now, this fan did not make it because the audience or the audio doesn't have like a moment where they say, "Oh, that was the worst throw I've ever seen." But it was unbelievably one of the worst throws in any of these fan participation things that I've ever seen. So there's people lined all along the side. It's probably 15 yards between the fans, and this guy's going to throw it right in between them towards this target.
Presented by Eckridge, you throw it at a wiener.
Yeah, and so all he has to do is stand there and then throw it. And now what he actually did, though, and I don't know who the guy was that was emceeing the thing. He looked to be like maybe a former athlete or something like that.
I would not be able to
tell you. Some guy's standing there, and he's like, "All right, now all you got to do is run to this line."
He's way too overdressed for Tampa, Florida. Yes. He's wearing like a blue suit.
Yeah, and he's like a
hipster.
Southern hipster.
Yeah.
And he says to this dude that they must have just picked off anywhere and said, "Hey, man, you're going to do this." And the best way I can describe the throwing ability was...
Imagine Eric throwing a ball.
That. But if you haven't seen me, back in the day when you had like a G.I. Joe action figure, if you would twist G.I. Joe's torso,
his whole torso would swing around like in a pivot action. The arm wouldn't move, but the torso would. And you'd put like the bad guy in front of G.I. Joe, twist his torso, and he would snap around and hit you. They give this guy a football. He goes running up to it, and clearly in an attempt to recreate what I just described to you, his torso goes back, and his whole body twists. His arm does not move.
Well, you know, it was for Operation Homefront, the charity, G.I. Joe connection.
Perfect. I like the way you're thinking.
That's right. Throw it like G.I. Joe. See if you can get it at the target.
Now, this guy, about the only thing he did right was let go of the football. Because, and we'll post this to the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. It hit a fan. It traveled about 10 yards going directly, just screaming as fast as it could from waist throw, and hits a fan right in the face.
After that, Kirk will give it a try. Same toss to win $1 million for Operation Homefront, a nonprofit organization and an Eckrich partner. All right, Joey, you up first. Let's do it, boys.
Let's go. Come on. You up first. Come on, boy. Let's do it. He thinks this guy's like, come on, boy. You can do it. Come on now.
Let's go. Come on now. Your foot cannot go over this spot.
It's not going
to
matter.
In hindsight, he could have went like right up to it. It wouldn't matter at this point.
Yeah, he could have said, you can run to 1 inch from the target, and then come on, boy, let's go. Get 1 inch from the target. Twist your waist around. Do not move. Now, listen, in most times when people throw a football, they step forward with the opposite foot. The shoulder goes back as well as power generated from the elbow, you flick your wrist. Or you can bypass all those joints and throw it from your waist.
No pressure, Joey. Let it eat, baby. Oh, good try, Joey.
Negative. Not a good try.
Oh.
Joey, that was not a...
Oh, good try, Joey.
No. He should have said, oh, terrible try, Joey. Come on, boy. Come on now.
You up first. Let's do it, boys. Come on. Let's go. Come on now.
So much excitement.
Look how this guy's getting them all pumped up with, come on now, boy.
You up first. Let's do it, boys. Let's go. Come on now.
And this guy's so nervous, he's probably crapping water. And then it leads to,
oh, good try, Joey.
I'm questioning whether he's ever seen a football game.
Yeah, he looked. It was the equivalent if you like snatch somebody from the Sahara Desert who lives there and doesn't even know where he's at, who has no idea about anything, and you say, "I want you to throw this," and he looks at you like, "What does that even mean?" That guy would have done better than this guy.
Oh, good try, Joey.
Come on. Come on, boy.
You up first. Let's do it, boys. Come on. Let's go. Let's go.
Come on. The South will rise again when you throw this ball.
Come on now.
And he's like contemplating the big throw, and he had to have been thinking, oh, man, Dad always said I throw like a pussy. But what the hell's going to happen here when I throw this ball? I sure hope I don't do my very famous waist throw. Oh, damn, I did it again.
Oh, good try, Joey.
And one of the things that cracks me about the video is that there's people like lined up on the sides, and as he's throwing, they all turn their heads. And then like this girl almost breaks her neck. She has to turn her head so far to the left.
Oh, good try, Joey.
Man, that was special. Ben, you have the show planned. Did the copier, by the way, hello to you. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Did the copier cooperate with you?
Yeah, worked fine.
What do we have coming up? What does it say? Can you read my cryptic serial killer
some
writing?
Some celestial excitement.
Thank you. I'm glad you brought this up. In the very next segment.
We almost died.
Well,
is that a tease?
Yes, it is a tease. And we'll tell you, and this is no BS here. This is legit as hell.
I did like double checks on all sorts of websites to make sure that was real. And I was like, oh, wow, this is real.
We'll tell you how we were in great peril. And I'm not just, this isn't hyperbole. This is legit as hell. Wait until you hear about what almost happened to us. We'll tell
you. Oh, sorry. Do you want a quick traffic update?
Yeah,
there's
I
stuff
do.
Like happening
I
already.
I'm glad you reminded me. Thank you. I saw you had that look.
There's a crash on 96 eastbound west of the East Beltline already. So the highways are...
Oh, yeah. Good try, Joey.
Also, roll over M37 north of Airport Road, northwest of Hastings. That one's not as big, but the highway one is...
What was it again? Say it again.
The highway, 96 eastbound, west of the East Beltline.
Okay, so already trouble?
Yes.
As slippery, snowy conditions. So we'll get to this story coming up about what almost happened to all of us. Scares the hell out of me every time I hear about this. 6:28 is when we will do that. This is the Eric Zane Show.
That is it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane for the handful of you that remain. Oh, my God. What a bloodletting. Thank you so much for signing up. Thank you for enjoying this and taking the time to do that. That enough, or that is a compliment enough. I appreciate it so much. Till next time, folks. Bye-bye.